You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Earlier this week, I was listening to a Thomistic Institute podcast. It was a lecture. If you haven't listened to the Thomistic Institute, definitely check it out. And the speaker during this lecture gave a talk on the concept of the human heart and its natural inclinations to worship. Within the lecture, the professor spoke about how the great doctor of the church, St. Augustine, in his famous book, The Confessions, gives a detailed explanation of the true function of the human heart, namely, its relationship with Almighty God. In Augustine's Confessions, there's an underlining theme of worship that he begins to understand through each stage of his life. As Augustine began to grow closer to God, he saw that the heart was like an altar where gifts are brought and sacrifice is made. In each human heart, there resides an altar that gives worship. And the receiver of such worship by each human heart is based on what is brought to be sacrificed by each individual person. Each gift that is brought to the altar in the heart is what is consumed or worked by each person. And so, for instance, if a person does a great act of charity for their neighbor or a stranger, like feeding the hungry, visiting the sick, that act of worship is given to God. At the same time, if the person was to commit a sin, a grievous sin, they would be sacrificing and worshiping Satan or the world. Now, why is all of this important? What we do in life matters, my dear friends. The way we live our lives is a direct testament to how we would answer the question that Christ posed to Peter in today's gospel. But who do you say that I am? If our hearts have altars that solely worship and sacrifice to other things other than God, like social media, the news, or what have you, can we be sure that we will respond to the same grace that God gave to St. Peter to see him as the Christ? It's in the writings of both Peter and Paul, whom we celebrate today, that we come to understand that our very being, our very creation, was solely meant to offer sacrifice and worship to Almighty God. St. Peter tells us in his first letter, we are to be like living stones built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Romans, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. And so our hearts must become the place where we render sacrifice and worship to God, because justice demands it, and it is the only way we can truly come to know our Lord like St. Peter, who said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. It's only through our sacrifices and the conformity of our hearts with the worship of God that we can truly come to know our Lord. The lives of both Peter and Paul give us insight into how even imperfect human beings can conform their hearts to the spiritual worship of God that he desires from each one of us. The fearful fishermen of St. Peter, becoming the very rock that would face the storms of heresies throughout the generations, and the Christian killer, St. Paul, who would become the voice of the church crying in the wilderness for the salvation of souls. And it is both of these men who offered to God both their spiritual and physical sacrifice, as they not only offered the holy sacrifice of the Mass, but offered themselves up to be brutally martyred for his sake. Inside of each altar, at least it used to be the case, there is a stone hewed from a rock. And inside of each stone, there is placed a relic of a saint. This tiny stone is placed in the center of the altar. And the first action that the priest does when he ascends the altar is kisses that very precious stone. And it is each stone that is hewed from the rock, or the Petrus. A sacrifice is made to God in all of the Catholic churches of the world. And it's no mistake. The way we come to know and grow in our relationship with God is through sacrificial worship. The Mass was instituted with the same motive as the creation of our hearts, to love, serve, and honor God. And so it makes perfect sense that every time we offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we and you offer the sacrifices of your hearts and unite it to that same sacrifice being offered on the altar. God deemed it so. And so, as we continue this holy sacrifice of the Mass, I ask each one of you that you unite the altar of your heart with the altar of sacrifice in this sanctuary. And when it comes time for you to come to the altar rail for communion and Christ asks you, "But who do you say that I am?" you can answer with a heart burning with love and faith, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.